Monday night, Oil Chaf Aleph Elul. Chaybus Halvodus. We're in Shar HaTshuva, Perek Shlishi. Chaybus Halvodus counts out seven things that you have to internalize and be convinced of. That's where you're coming from if you're going to do thorough tshuva. Sincere tshuva, the tshuva that he describes in Perek Sheni in his third classification of tshuva. So we started we went to the five things with the last few lines of page Reish Yotes. Vashishi sheyas adam chesh benafshu al atovu shekodmu l'shem etzlo. That he has to realize, you know, he has to, the foundation, he already thought about that he did evil in the first two, and how bad it is to violate the Ratzon Hashem, but in the sixth of the seven things, he's coming from an angle very specific of the way the Chavis Avodas establishes the whole Avodas Hashem in Shar Avodas Elokim, so, which is as a way of expressing gratitude. So he should think about that. This is the way to get to the lathe, because this is what makes the mitzvos or the avodas alokim permeate the lathe. That's what he explains in Shar Avodas Elokim. That this way it's something that becomes part of you, and you want to do it, and you're not compelled to do it. No compulsion. Not Shar Va'onesh, which is also a form of compulsion. And not because you want Olam Haba, which is also a form of compulsion, because you want a reward. It's not compulsion, but you're serving, it's self-serving, maybe I should say, rather than compulsion. The purest form of Avodas Hashem is out of gratitude, because then it's Pnimi. So he's latching onto that because he wants the Pnimi Tshuva. So if you think about that, you make a cheshbon nefesh al hatovah shekodmu l'Hashem etzlo. You make a list, maybe 80 things. Jack, maybe you have to make a list of 80 things. Uma shekodam mimerio lefonov b'mokom sheyoda alehen, and the fact that instead of expressing your gratitude through doing Hashem's will, you did the opposite. You rebelled. You went against Him. Okay, that's one cheshbin. Ushkilas onesh avera keneged hana'asa. He's saying, right, this is what it says in Pirkei Avos. Right? V'hefsed avera keneged tzchor. How much is the hana'a? There are very few hana'os from averas that last more than a few seconds, perhaps minutes. And think about the onesh for that. V'hana'as kevul ha-mitzvah keneged tzayra b'olam hazeh u'olam haboh. Right, this is talking about Nitzchias, you're talking about the loss of Nitzchias. So as difficult as it is to do a mitzvah, maybe it can be difficult mitzad time, mitzad your goof, if you're lazy, or you're tired, and you have to do a mitzvah, it can be financially difficult to do. Whatever the difficulty is, it pales in comparison when you measure it up, connected to schar. So think about that also. So these are the things that are going to permeate. Before, he just talked about onesh, that there will be an onesh and you'll get an onesh. Now he's talking about to realize that the avera doesn't pay. Like if you take out your calculator and make an honest reckoning. What?
He put a lot of effort before into sort of dissuading Shar Va'onesh kind of thought. And now he's saying to use it for tshuva.
Number six is...
I'm not talking about in Shar tshuva. I'm talking about like in Shar Avos Elokim.
Yeah, because he wants you to do tshuva. Here he's talking about things that you should think about that will bring you to do tshuva shlema. Again, the Chavis Halvodas' picture of tshuva is that you're on the wrong path. You're on the wrong road. You're on the road of self-gratification. You're on the road. You have a whole... you're going in the wrong direction. So even if you're not a tremendous Baal Aveira doing Aveira every second, even if you were Nichshal, so to that degree you stepped off the road. Right? That's how he looks at it. A person is an Oved Hashem, and you are off track. So you have to get back on track. Tshuva is getting back on track. So you have to really, it's like a shift. Not just a question of, that's what he talked about. That's what really Perek Beis was about that. It's not as simple as saying from now on I'll be good. You have to go back, like he said in Hakdama, and why did I fall off? And what made me do that? And why did I do that? And did I really fix what made me do that? It's not just to say I'll be good, then you're going to fall into the trap that he talked about in Perek Beis. Maybe you won't do the chait, you know, for a good couple of years, but it's really only because you didn't really have the opportunity to. And once the opportunity presents itself, boom, it goes to inside, you still want to do the chait. So he's looking for things that will ensure, he's not talking about ultimately how you should be Oved Hashem. He's talking about things that are going to wrench you away from a certain mahalach, right? And because we're talking about changing your goals and changing your, again, now it doesn't have to be all encompassing. We're talking about doing tshuva even for one avera, let's say. Okay, we're not talking about if it happened by shogeg. We're talking about a person. Right? So to whatever degree he's not fully committed, that's what Chavis Alvavus looks at him. And therefore, he has to do these things in order to put himself back on the path. That was number six. Number seven is very interesting. After all that he said you have to make, and this is not even tshuva yet, remember. The seven things in Perek Gimel is not tshuva. Tshuva is going to be, he's going to talk about in the coming prokim, how you do tshuva. The charata and the vidui. And you have to be Yomid bin Asayon, and maybe you have to go to the opposite extreme for a while. That's all the tshuva process. He's not discussing the tshuva process here. He's talking about prerequisites for tshuva. Number seven is, you have to make a firm resolution. It's hard. He said it's hard. It's very hard, if especially if you've established a certain behavioral pattern. That's really what he implies, that you've established a certain behavioral pattern. Maybe even it became habitual, habit. It's very hard to break it. It's mitzair. It's very wrenching, and it causes you tsar. Like, you know, you used to stay home at night, relax, right? Take it easy, look at the paper, surf the web, help out a little in the house, look at the paper, surf the web, whatever. Take a snack from the refrigerator, and now all of a sudden you want to change. She is apek ba'omets milaso soavera shekavor hurgal ba. I don't think he's necessarily is talking about bishasta nesayon. I think he's talking about, again, like he's ready, he's resolute, and he's made a decision not to do it, and he's on it, and he has to like mentally maybe picture himself not doing it. And he has to withstand the tsar. Hurgal ba, you know, it became part of his lifestyle. Say a person comes late to, right, or even I'm thinking of someone that comes late to davening. That's only a physical addition. The guy got into the habit, you know, now already that's how he lives. He wakes up a certain time, davening's a certain time, and he comes like when they're starting Ashrei place, puts on his tefillin, you know. So it's very hard to change. It's hard. You know, so that's what he's saying. You have to be fully determined. Shiyasapik ba'omets milasul soaveira shekvor hurgal ba v'yachlit lehinotek mimena belibo uvematzpuno. He has to have an inner, whenever the Chavis Alvavus uses such a lashon of libo or mitzpono, he's talking about like deep into the person's psyche, into his conscience maybe. Consciousness, subconsciousness, conscience. Ka'omro v'kiru levavchem v'al b'gdeichem. I think the lashon that he wants to be medayik is the lashon of leiv. V'shuvu al Hashem alokeichem. You have to tear. He's taking seriously the word kiru. You have to tear yourself away from a behavioral pattern. Okay, so that's number seven, that you have to be very ready for what awaits you. You shouldn't kid yourself that it's easy. It's very hard to break out of the pattern. V'chasher tiktam l'chonos shivas dvorim alolo b'yadiyas achote. Once the chote has clear with the beard and how bad it is, and that he'll get an onesh, and that nothing is lost, Hashem remembers everything, and that tshuva helps, and that he's a kofi tov, really, vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he has that strong determination, then titochin lo ha-tshuva mechato'ov l'fnei Hashem yisala, then you're ready to do tshuva. And that's what I'll talk about in Perek Dalet. What is tshuva? He didn't even get up for tshuva yet. Okay.